We're continuing the Avat Chesed. We said that there's kindness we could do through speech. We said, number one, we could use our speech to give over Torah. Number two, if we can help placate someone's anger, or we can help a person avoid harm through speech, either by convincing those who want to inflict the harm not to, or by warning the person of the harm that's on its way. Sometimes if you say something, you can inspire someone to do something right, to help someone else. That's all encompassed in chesed. One will receive blessing from Hashem over this. How often do you call any company? It could be your cell phone company, it could be a company, a mail order company, and you get great service. How often do you stop and say, can I speak to your manager and say, and thank them for the amazing service you give? It's the right thing to do. Takes a minute, and you've done kindness. Very often that can help the person get the promotion they deserve. I'm not saying to lie. If you did not get great service, don't lie. But if you did get great service, so take the time. Take the time to show the appreciation. It's a small act of kindness we can do with our speech. V'chedita b'tosefta de'peah. It says in the Tosefta of Tractate Peah, "Afilu imrak amar l'acherim tnu notnin lo sachar al zeh." Even if you only encouraged other people and you said, "Hey, there's a poor guy here. Why don't you all help him out?" And then they gave. So in heaven, who'll get wages for that? As the verse says, "Ki bilal devar zeh haynu dibur." It says, because of this, yivarecha Hashem, Hashem will bless you. The word davar in Tanakh is very often interpreted by our sages as dibur. Because of this thing, biglal ha-davar hazeh, Chazal interpreted it to mean biglal ha-dibur hazeh. If you can just say something and cause good to come to the world, that's also yivarecha Hashem, God will bless a person for that. And if you look back at the 16th chapter of the second section, you see, godel schara me'asel dvar mitzvah. You see how great are the wages for one who causes others to do a mitzvah. I'll add the third point which he brings because it's so important and unfortunately it's so rare. One sentence he says, "Le'ya'etz la'chavero etza ha'hogenet lo b'inyanav," to give good advice to someone in their area, as we find in the Codex and Choshen Mishpat, that you see this is relevant to the wealthy and the poor alike. Very often we're about to enter an area we don't know. And this is most common for you guys. You're Olim Chadashim. You want to know who's a good dentist. You want to know who's a good accountant. You want to know how do I get a good driver's license. Who's a good driving teacher. There are so many little tips that make a big difference. Your fridge goes. We had our refrigerator go. You guys know when you were by us for Shabbos. It went. 2 weeks ago you were by us. It's the sixth or seventh time we're bringing a fix-it man to fix that fridge for the same problem. So first I brought a friend of mine, he was my chavrusa, the first 3 times to fix it. Then I decided this isn't working. So I hired someone else who was from the company. A year later, the same problem, same fan went on us. I took a fourth person. And then three months ago, just after Pesach, the same fan went a fourth time. And I took a fifth person, fifth or sixth. Nope. And now it went again, this past 2 Shabbatot ago. So I finally got a recommendation. Someone told me, here's a fix-it man who takes more than everyone else, but he does a good job. So you know what? I've already invested 1,500, 2,000 shekel over the years. I'm saying in repeatedly fixing the same fan. Okay. So one good piece of advice, I hope it works. I don't know, it was just there today. I'm telling you a fresh story from today. But one good piece of advice could save a person a lot of money. You go to the right dentist, could save you a lot of money. You go to a bad dentist, oh boy. So this area is not only in terms of Olim Chadashim and good advice. Very often in our stage of the game, when people are beginning, so they're happy to give advice. But then when you become a professional, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're an accountant, so my time is money. That's where a person should really take time to give of his time freely. You don't have to give every one of your time freely, but you should have times where you say, this is my chesed, I have this skill, let me help people out. if you're an accountant, if you're a lawyer, whatever your area of expertise is, you can certainly help people with giving some free time. It could be going on a forum and answering questions to give free advice. This is something which, unfortunately, people don't give it enough weight, but it's really important. It's something which, if every person would only give a little bit of his time for free, this whole world would be a much better place. So that's where we can apply this. Again, chesed in our speech, this is applicable in everyone's lives. I would add one more point here. You guys will be looking for jobs. The way most people find their jobs is through contacts. Contacts means you tell everyone you know, I'm looking for a job. Same is true with the shidduch. Don't be embarrassed. You want to start dating? Tell everyone you know you want to start dating. You never know where it'll come from. The person who set me up with my wife was someone who I ate one Shabbos meal by. I think it was one. I don't think it was even two. And the wife was my wife's teacher. And a year or two later, it dawned on her, hey, that's a good idea. And she set us up. You never know where it'll come from. But I'm not talking about us being on the receiving end. I'm talking about us being on the giving end. You know someone's looking for a job. Stop a minute and think, who can I call? Who can I make the connection with? You'd be surprised how you could help people. So.